Welcome to the Unit Care Services Podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners. This week, we discuss what to look for when choosing a manager for your property. Unit Care Services Managing Director, Gordon Russell, draws on his extensive experience in property management to point out some of the common pitfalls and how to avoid them. What should people look for when they're looking at providing a manager for their property?
I think one of the big challenges with body corporate managers is that they hold your money in trust. And the risks associated with that is that they take their management fee every month but don't do anything for it. And to that end, we created what's called a performance guarantee, which says that we have to do certain things on time or we have to refund you money. And that can amount to a week's worth of management fees for every failure. I think it's really critical, and Choice Magazine recommended this some years ago, that all unit owners obtain a performance guarantee from their body corporate manager.
And what else should a owner expect a manager to do for them?
Provide a contract that actually clearly outlines exactly what they're going to do for them and that they've got an opportunity to read that and amend it as they see fit. Generally, managers carry out all the duties that officers and the management committee would do, which is to look after the common property, the insurance, resolve disputes, parking problems, noise, all those sorts of things.
Surely there must be a checklist somewhere where people can actually read what you can expect a manager to do for your property, is that right?
We have a checklist. In fact, we call it a body corporate manager stress test. The idea is that you take it, it's got a number of boxes to tick off, and you check whether your current manager or whether the one you're going to employ will actually satisfy all those conditions.
Run us through that checklist.
Well, as we stated, provides a money-back guarantee. One of the key issues there is returns phone calls promptly. One of the biggest complaints unit owners have is it goes to the message bank, never get a return phone call. Provides contract explaining the services and the fees, commission arrangements they might have, or potential conflicts of interest, like they might own a maintenance company or a debt collection company. Has no financial relationship with contractors, that's the preferable position. Charges no fees for keeping your corporation's funds. We have some managers who charge funds investment fee or keep the interest, or somebody, a third party, keeps the interest and passes all bank interest onto your group. So for ours, across about 500 groups, we're getting about $12,000 a month that goes off to our owners. Supplies reference from current clients so you can check with a third party that they provide a good service. That's commonly used for hotel bookings, of course, now, but we don't have it for strata managers. Make sure that they only use contractors with insurance cover and who are licensed where necessary. If things go wrong, you can be really in trouble if they cause damage or injure somebody while on site. Has professional indemnity insurance. The law requires that you have at least $1.5 million worth of professional indemnity insurance. So if I do something that causes a loss to a group, then the insurance company will step in and help out. Are members of the Real Estate Institute of South Australia or some other substantial, reputable body. Provides a written report on all activities and works undertaken for your group. So what we do is every month we send the treasurer a log of everything that we do, a balance sheet as well as a ledger of all the money that's come in and out and any arrears. So every month the treasurer knows exactly what's happening with the group. Provides easy payment for their levy, so BPAY, check, bank deposit, credit cards, all those sorts of things. Has the skills to help resolve disputes. This is where groups come unstuck, is when somebody doesn't pay their money, somebody parks a car in the wrong place all the time, or has lots of noisy parties, or is doing Airbnb and it's causing disruption. And provides an after-hours emergency service, so 24 hours a day there's a plumber or electrician available or a builder when there's a break-in.
I would have thought that that was pretty obvious, a standard list of what a manager ought to provide anyway. Are you saying that there are managers out there who don't offer all of these services?
Some of them offer the services but don't deliver. So common complaints again are not returning phone calls, not getting jobs done on time, failing to get jobs done at all. One of the ones about trust is not taking proper instructions. So a manager might have a chat with a presiding officer who wants their gate fixed, so the gate gets fixed, rather than it go to the management committee or general meeting, which is required by law. So you can't just spend money that's in trust willy-nilly. You have to go through the proper legal channels and abide by the legislation. So lots of them promise to do things, but they actually don't. What they do do is take their monthly management fees. There are a couple of good managers out there. On the whole, it's very spotty. Nobody has a proper code of conduct and no performance guarantees. We're the only one who does a performance guarantee. We got laughed out in the 90s when I actually recommended it to all the strata managers. They said, oh, you'll lose too much money. But it's been a great reassurance to our clients that behind us is a guarantee that we'll send them back their management fees if we make a mistake.
I don't want to sound overly cynical, but of course you'd say that a body corporate needs to have an appropriate manager and you're the man for the job. What's there to stop a body corporate doing their own management?
Nothing, and about 60% in South Australia do so, and some very successfully. We get self-managed groups come to us when the secretary dies or sells up, when there's a dispute that they can't resolve, especially arrears of funds, and with a great number of, up to 80% sometimes, of owners renting their places out now, as opposed to 20% back in the 80s, what we're seeing is a greater level of disputes in groups. So whether they're self-managed or not, the level of disputes rises. And self-managed groups have a lot of difficulty dealing with other owners. They'd rather have an independent third party deal with that.
So where do people go if they want to grab this magical checklist?
Well, back to our fact sheet page. They can get the podcast there or on SoundCloud when we post it on social media. And it's a downloadable as a PDF. It also takes them through legislation that was changed in 2013, which puts greater onus on body corporate managers. So there's a whole lot of new legislative requirements to practice as a body corporate manager.
Gordon Russell, as always, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Paul.